This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome this January 12th, beautiful winter morning with Denise Dirks, Fred Penny, that's me. Todd Kunin, and we have Cal Hunter in the back with the lovely Lemon Bar cooker, Donna Hunter. This is by far the most exciting, entertaining, and informative radio show on Earth, as I always say, other than the wonderful alien shows that we'll discuss later. It is, again, like I said, the 12th of January, 2019. Football season is almost over, and the amount of people that will now listen to our show will probably quadruple because everyone's watching football instead of listening to us sometimes. But, wow, what do you do when football season's over? I'm not quite sure, but it's coming to a head. That Alabama-Clemson game was absolutely stunning and crazy. Those of you who listen to us that don't care about football, but that was an amazing football game.
The amazing football game to me was the Eagles-Chicago Bears playoff game.
And that's why I think he's playing this alien music, because I think the aliens came down,
yes,
and landed on Clemson.
Exactly.
And or were doing something to Alabama.
Freshman quarterback, obviously from Mars. Obviously.
That's the fourth game. Yeah. That was his fourth game.
Isn't it obvious the guy was not from this planet?
Well, not just that, but just think about, like, what, 8 months before or whatever, or 10 months before?
It was his senior prom.
The guy was at senior prom throwing in front of 400 people, you know, at high school. And now he's on national TV and just... not just does well, annihilates.
No, it wasn't even, you know, everyone thought, oh, this will be a good close game. And for the first quarter, everybody's going, yes, yeah. And the next thing you know, Clemson is looking in the rearview mirror going, see ya.
See ya. No, that third quarter, too.
It was so cool.
And you have to give props. And the guy was, luckily he was smart enough to give props to his, it's offensive line. I mean, let's face it, you know, oh, I'm a great quarterback, I can do all that. But if your offensive line's holding them back and you're standing there all day, they go, let's see, who do I throw to? Yeah, Grandma, my Grandma Davis. Yeah, easy.
She's in the wheelchair. She does an in route. Boom.
She's there because I got all time in the world. And yet.
Not one catch.
Multiple.
And he
multiple.
Was a freshman, too, number 8.
Yeah,
with
his hand out, one hand out there stretching for the ball. That was beautiful.
You know what's interesting about legalities, this is talking about Radio Law Talk a little bit, is so in the NBA, they have to have at least 1 year of college eligibility prior to being able to be drafted in the NBA. But guess what? You know, in NFL, it's how many years? 3. They got to be a junior.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, yeah, they can only as a junior go out. So they're all trying to, you know, if it was like the NBA, a lot of those guys would be out in the NFL by now. Which, by the way, I think is, you know, he looks great and everything. You get in the NFL, whoo, different story, man.
Like an 18-year-old kid being chased down by 29-year-old grown men.
Yeah, no. A big grown men that are fast.
Very fast. Everybody can hit. Everybody can run. Everybody can tackle.
And I've talked to a number, you know, talked to NFL players, and it's amazing. It's what it is they say, well, they hit hard, too, but it's the speed is what the difference is.
Exactly.
The speed of not just their... The small guys, it's the speed of the big dudes coming after you. And it's just, oh, my gosh. But what a wonderful game, you know, on Radio Law Talk to talk about that. And there's a lot of – we've got some NFL stuff we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about, you know, obviously we've got a case or no case, more PG&E or fire issues. Boy, a judge – kind of hammered on him a little bit. We're going to talk about what the judge said.
That is one interesting judge. He is in the news like three and four times for big cases.
He's going to need an agent pretty soon.
maybe that's why.
Well, yeah, a new identity.
Yeah, brother of John Bonet. remember John Bonet
Ramsey,
the girl, little girl, the beauty queen girl that passed away? Well, there's a lawsuit against CBS by her brother, and that settles. Weinstein's in the, and so is Kevin Spacey. They're in the news again. Mariah Carey settles her lawsuit with her manager. Let me tell you, the anecdotal writings that I've written on the side of all of that that I have read and understood are going to be fun to hear because
that is anecdotal.
Yes, apparently Mariah has a problem of walking around in the nude.
What's the problem?
Is this the problem? Exactly.
I'm missing something.
And there's a lawsuit saying, as part of the sexual harassment, that she walked around in the nude. So I'm wondering if that person should have paid Mariah or Mariah paid her. But we're going to find out what happened there. Mueller, Sumner Redstone. Those of you who don't know who Sumner Redstone is.
Very powerful man.
$4.5 billion is what his worth is, according to Forbes.
After people spending $100 billion of it.
$150 million of it.
Wow.
Yeah. CBS, Viacom.
Yeah.
Money.
I didn't know Viacom owns Paramount Pictures. Mm-hmm. And that's among other things that we'll get into, but anyway, that what a lawsuit and what a turn that occurred on that lawsuit from a $30 million settlement offer to the other side paying. So we'll discuss that. Olivia de Havilland, she is 102 years old, 102 now, and still alive. And the lawsuits that she's brought, by the way, those of you who don't know, those of you who are under 30 that listen to the show, which is probably seven of you, because they're asking us, the people who listen to us, I'd say 40 and above is
35 plus is probably our key demo.
And so what it comes down to, if you don't know who she is, she's a very famous actress. Was in the biggest one, what was Gone with a Wind. Wasn't that one of her biggest shows or movies? And then we're going to talk about the Weather Channel's being sued, and we've got other things to talk about. Remember, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to call us, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk when we do the case or no case, which is everybody's favorite out there. By the way, I'm getting smoked, and Chris Rodriguez is not here, so forget him about ever catching up. That is about cases that Cal will bring up that are either true or false, something he may have made up, which, by the way, he seems to make up quite often, and he is catching us all the time. And we'll determine whether or not it's a case and what the outcome was. And we get points. Have we determined what
the prize is?
The prize is this year, Cal, because last year it was Donna's lemon bars. I would like to have another thing that Donna makes. What's the best food she makes? What is, like,
her spaghetti is world famous.
Is it?
Oh, yes. Our sons-in-law, whenever we have spaghetti, they'll drive up from Bakersfield to have her spaghetti.
It's not like out of the can.
Oh, no.
Okay, what else does she make that's really good?
Cherry cheesecake is a specialty of hers.
Okay, that's a specialty.
Yeah. What else, Donna? What do you think? Spanish rice.
Oh, Spanish rice. There you go. It sounds like it's spaghetti. Okay.
Hey, I'm putting my vote in for the spaghetti.
Okay.
I love
Donna,
spaghetti.
Donna, looking through the glass, do you promise to give a big spaghetti dinner to the winner with good garlic bread, garlic bread from a good bakery, and that will be the first, let's go 50 points. Let's not
50
go
points, all right, 50 it is.
50 points.
I'll bring the Parmesan cheese, the
Parmesan
cheese for Fred.
What kind of marina sauce does she make?
That's exactly.
So,
those of you who are new to our radio show in the Amargosa Valley that are just joining us, that is what the issue is. We always say things improperly, and those were Denise.
Denise was one Fred, one me.
Yeah, one Fred, one me. That was Denise. Was the marinara sauce that was? Yeah, what did you call it again?
I said marina.
Marina sauce. And I was Parmesan. My dad used to call it Parmesan cheese, and Toyotas he called Toyotas. But we will talk about the law when we come back. We're going to talk about case or no case. See how many points we get. And then we got Denise, myself, and Todd, and Donna, and the usual group with playing with the little buttons over there. That's Cal Hunter. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's much more Radio Law Talk ahead right here on your favorite radio station and, of course, on RadioLawTalk.com, where you can also hear past episodes. Thanks for listening.
Money, it's a gas.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
Looking for a full day of fun for the family? You can't beat spending your day or evening at Golfland Sunsplash in Roseville, the premier family entertainment destination for all of Northern California. Pick from one of two adventure-themed 18-hole mini golf courses, then get challenged on our fast car racetrack. Don't miss Golfland's state-of-the-art laser tag arena, Laser Nights, and over 200 arcade games. The best in family entertainment, now at Golfland Sunsplash in Roseville. Golfland.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianship.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Okay, Cal, get ready to cue up the most important music in Radio Law Talk. It is the case or no case music.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Interesting that you should talk about high school here. We were talking about a high school athlete, and our case or no case today centers around campus life in the community of Conquest, New York. Now, whether it's due to the town name or some social abnormality, apparently there are some residents there at Conquest High School, the Conquistadors, who think it's funny to place, at least who thought back in 1998, that it was funny to place the name of their supposed, in quotes, conquests on Conquest Rock, a stone near the edge of campus that everyone drove past going into the parking lot. One young woman, whose name we will not use, said that was not proper and decided to take action. She complained to the school administration. They agreed it was an extremely poor taste, especially since occasionally a teacher's name would show up there. But they cleared it off. They said they cleared off the stone as often as they could. The stone, called Conquest Rock, was not on school property anyway. It was on private land, so there was only so much they could do. So the young woman decided to take legal action against the, or at least considered taking legal action against the school, against a few boys whom she knew might have been involved, and the property owner, especially since the allegations hinted at on the stone, according to her, were patently false. And so I ask you, lady and gentlemen, case or no case? And I will start again, the school, the boys who allegedly sprayed names on the rock, and the property owner on which Conquest Rock sat. So, Denise, case or no case? Oh, Denise, you're wait, should I turn your mic? Yeah, let's see, didn't
well, she's in the lead, so I have no objection.
I turned on Chris's mic instead of hers, thinking Chris needed the points.
That's right.
By the way, before we get
yes,
too crazy.
Yes, Chris needs the points, yeah, because Denise, I am at 9, and each of the guys are at 1.
Yeah, yeah. The spaghetti's not smelling better every day, but not looking good.
So let me get this straight. The score is 9-1-1. All right.
That's right.
9-1-1-1.
It's an emergency.
I have 2 for Todd and yes. 1 for Fred, so 9-2-1.
Oh, I'm sorry. You got another one last week.
Yeah, 2 for Todd. And by the way, you can tell Denise is just sick about the whole thing. Anyway.
855-LAW-RADIO. Remember, if you don't want to... If you want to comment on it, you could call and just tell what you want to, what you
If
believe.
You don't want to go on the air,
yeah,
it's okay.
You don't have to go on the air.
Right, and if you can't spell, it's 855-529-7234. Okay.
Before Denise answers, can I just, because just to make sure her answer is all with the same fact, what was spray painted on the rock?
The name of people that were the conquests of the sprayer. So let's say that you went out with the...
Conquest.
Conquest with that teacher?
Yeah, Conquest Rock. Okay. The teacher's name was on there occasionally,
The
administration didn't like that part.
All right.
Right, so the school had no duty. Okay, so let's talk about the law for a second. Person who claims she was not a conquest and should not have been put on that rock...
Well, we don't even know that. She just said that she knew that
you
the allegations were false.
Statements.
Yeah, but it didn't necessarily mean that it was her. She just said she believed that the statements on there were false.
Cute.
Oh, okay.
We're not saying she was necessarily a victim of the rock, but
well, okay, first of all, the question becomes, what can she possibly sue the school for?
Mm-hmm.
Right? What's the cause of action against the school? And I don't think there is a cause of action. I can't think of one at all. And Fred's looking at me without looking at me at all, so I know he knows what it is. You know what? I just feel this is a case. I feel it's a case, and I feel that, and you said that she may or may not have sued the school. And
well, those are the three people that she was considering. I never said she filed a suit. I'm saying she wanted to do something. So the people who sprayed names on the rock, the school, and the private property owner.
Those three.
Yeah, were the people she's looking at in terms of an action.
Well, she could claim a nuisance on the private property owner. The people that spray, she could claim defamation if it was against her personally, or libel, whichever one.
Libelous
and
slander,
then, yeah. Yeah, right. Or she could claim against the school. That school was the hard one. I'm going to say that it's a case, and she loses based upon constitutional First Amendment rights grounds.
Oh, good call. Good thought. Mr. Penny, what do you think? Case or no case?
Well, the most important part about this whole story is to...
I wish people could see Fred's
to
face.
Reflect back to the 70s when I was in high school, and ours was called The Tower. And The Tower was a water tower in the middle of this small town that happened to have writings all over it. And at one time, there was a writing that said Fred's TLC, which is Toyota Land Cruiser, up there. And there was disparaging remarks everywhere on that massive tower that I never partake it, would never partake again.
Oh, no, never.
Now, Rodriguez would have.
Yes, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Here's the ironic part. Ready for this? This is why I'm bringing this up. This is so anecdotal, but it's so important. So the one person who was the disparager, who we will not mention, was one of the biggest, I'm going to say, graffiti artists on that big, huge tower in the 70s, became the mayor of the town. And as he became the mayor of the town, he had this tower taken down due to liability reasons from people climbing up there from the high school and possibly getting injured and painting it. And it was one of the original disparagers that had that done. This is a great case or no case, but that is a fact. That's actually true. And the other disparaging thing is at our high school, I mean, this was great stuff. We had the tree. The tree is where the, what, quote, stoners hung out, and one day it was laying on the ground, chopped down, with blue paint and jocks nailed to the tree. Now they hang around the stump. And that is...
Stoner stump.
The stoner stump. I did not do that. Now, I may know who they are, but it's attorney-client privilege. But so, the little town I grew up on, you had the tower that the mayor took down that was a disparager. And the stoner tree was cut down with blue paint and jocks. I mean, there wasn't one jock. There was
jock
a lot
straps,
of jock
you mean.
Straps. Yeah, a lot of jock straps around it. And I'm telling you, then there was the hangout around the stump. You should have seen it. It was interesting. Okay, I'll give my comments, and I will tell you what I think about case or no case when we come back, and then so will Todd.
If you'll stay right there, the resolution of case or no case is coming up here on Radio Law Talk after we break at the bottom of the hour, where many local stations do their news. That's coming right up, right here on Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit concussionmedicalclinic.com. To schedule your appointment.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at NorthwestCompacting.com.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to LETTYandCompany.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel, who faced criticism over his department's response to the deadly Parkland, Florida school shooting last year, was officially suspended by new Governor Ron DeSantis on Friday.
The massacre might never have happened had Broward had better leadership in the Sheriff's Department. The Parkland families, the people of Broward, and the broader Florida community want accountability, but I think just as important or more important, they want the problems fixed going forward.
Israel says there was no wrongdoing on his part last year.
The governor promised as a candidate, well before he had any facts of the investigation, well before the commission even began their work, that he would remove me from office. He merely fulfilled a campaign promise. This was about politics, not about Parkland.
17 people were killed in that shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. The suspect was identified as Nicholas Cruz. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact Superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Conquest Rock case. The answer is the only issue would be defamation, which you finally got to, which is what I thought of. The school is not going to be liable. Yes, it is a case. The school's not going to be liable due to government immunities in the different states. It depends on what state it is. I don't know New York's government immunity laws, but there are protections for the government entities, which including schools. So I think then you've got the property owner, which should have been the school anyway. That's why I kind of thought, well, is he making this up? Because the property owner should have been the school unless it was off the property.
Which it was. That's what I said in the scenario. It's, okay. It's off property.
Okay.
It's off campus.
But the third thing is an exception to defamation is truth. Who knows? I say it's a case, and she loses.
All right. So Denise and Fred both say case, and the plaintiff, defendant prevails
right.
And Mr. Kunin, your thoughts?
My thoughts are, well, there's been enough pontification on this case so far, so I need not go on any further.
Please.
I'm going to say that this is a case, and that it doesn't go anywhere with the exception that the owner of the rock agrees to paint over the rock and to disallow any further use of Conquest Rock.
Well, he was. Well, I mean, he probably was constantly painting it over.
Well,
those high school students.
Yeah, depending on. But the owner agrees to no longer allow that as an accommodation, but it doesn't go any further than his agreement.
Oh, okay. Right, so they just go. Figure out a settlement. Yeah,
they figure out a way to. So this is an occurrence. It happened. I'm not going to say that she ever actually filed anything. And it didn't get to the point where something was actually filed. She blustered about it, and as an accommodation, the owner of the rock agreed. I'm not going to let this happen.
Okay, either. So you would say case in the sense that there was some action.
Yes.
And okay, I think that's fine enough. Well, here we go. I've decided, by the way, to put up a new category in case or no case, and that is when Cal skunks the panel.
Oh, so you get to go for the spaghetti dinner,
you know,
too.
I thought I might just, you know, every time
I can't keep it score,
skunk the panel, if I do, which of course I never do.
Got a new hashtag called skunk the panel.
That's okay, good, I like it.
Skunk the panel.
And so those of you who say it is a case, may I see by a show of hands? Wait, hold on. So you say, all right, here we go.
Made it up again.
Only because... I was Googling unusual town names and came across Conquest, New York, and then, of course, Googled what the name of the high school was, and it was the Conquest Conquistadors. And I said, this is too rich. I have to do something there. So there you have it.
So do you get 2 points?
I get 2 points.
You know when I knew you had skunked the panel?
When I asked him about setting up a category?
No, I knew you had skunked the panel. When I was giving my answer, and it wasn't quite saying case, it wasn't quite saying, but you were like, yeah, whatever, as long as you're saying this actually happened, I'm good with it.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to nail you. As soon as I saw how quickly he accepted my answer, I was like, well, I'm dead on that.
Well, at least we're all dead. He kills us every time.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. By the way, we have another case or no case in the third hour on Radio Law Talk, and that, ladies and gentlemen... is case or no case.
Hey, all I got to say is one thing, Todd. You and I are getting further and further away from the marinara or marina sauce.
No, we're maintaining because Denise lost out on that one, too. So
yeah,
so we all stayed.
I'll give you guys a chance to catch up. You can wait.
The judge in the PG&E fires. Now, again, there's not just the fires, but there's the PG&E explosion of the pipeline. There's the fires down in Napa, California, and PG&E is generally is an area in Northern California that is the handles electricity and gas, et cetera, has basically told, now it's not completely done, but insinuated strongly, the judge has, that 106,000 miles of the electric grid needs to be by June.
106,000
miles.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Because that's just, it's not like it's, if you, it cuts in and out, up and, you know, don't forget, they'll go straight, then part will turn. There's a lot. That's how many miles of electric grid they have. By the 1st of June, has to be inspected, cleared, pardon the expression. I have to, I got a frog in my throat. And you know what?
Ribbit.
Yeah, has to make sure all the trees are cut down by June. I think there's going to be a couple of jobs available to be cutting trees around.
PG&E does have several companies with which they contract, and
Davies.
They do that. Yeah, Davies Tree.
Is one.
Not only that, they inspect those lines regularly and hose them off, and they use helicopters to do that.
Yes.
They get guys in choppers. They hover chopper pilots like, you know, military, and they get these high power washers, and they spray off the insulators and stuff. It's really cool to see.
Yeah, I've seen that. And you know what's the other interesting thing is? If you live kind of more rural, they come out and inspect yours. So in other words, there's a grid going, I mean, our homeowners, there's a line, they inspect it, and then there's a line that goes across into my property.
Right.
They come over the fence, and they inspect it, and they weed-eat all the weeds around it completely. I'm like, what? Right on my personal property, which is great.
Now, in Paradise, in all fairness, and again, I just drove past the fire site again last night, coming back down the hill from Susanville, this great big grid grows through an area of extremely dense forest.
Right.
And there's a path. You can sit there and see the pathway where the power lines are. I mean, it's cut down like a mown lawn. So I keep wondering how all of this might have occurred. It's really fascinating.
Yeah, the funny thing, this is the U.S. District Court Judge William Alsup. He's been in the news a lot lately. He's so interesting. I really like this judge. He's out of San Francisco. And... Sorry, he mentioned that PG&E has a history of falsifying their reports on inspection, and he also he didn't say this directly, but boy, he implied it. He has no faith in the Public Utilities Commission at all.
Yeah, that's a big issue.
Yeah, because the Public Utilities Commission is overseeing PG&E, and he's like, I'm going to have to get involved and kind of take over some of this job here.
And that's their job, is to do that.
That's right.
I'm going to get to Todd in a second. And the Public Utilities Commission is upset about that, saying, this is our job. We're doing fine. Don't you come in and tell us what.
That's activism. Okay. Official activism.
Well,
right?
it is and it isn't. And I'll tell you what, when I first read this, my first thought was, and this kind of reminded me of the Judge Roberts thing we dealt with last week, where when he came in and got involved, and people were like, well, wait a minute. What's your jurisdiction? Why are you getting involved in this? And the question I have is, what is Judge Alsup's basis for getting involved in this? And the reason he can do this is because you remember the 2010 gas pipeline explosion in San Bruno?
Yeah.
He is the judge overseeing the probation and everything that PG&E is on because of that case.
Right, and PG&E was criminally prosecuted in that case. So he's overseeing the probation. When we talk about probation,
and
we're talking about
criminal. And he's trying to figure out whether or not the probation has been violated.
That's right. Because of that, he has the power, because he's overseeing that case, to order PG&E to do stuff. This has nothing to do with any lawsuits that are pending or being brought for the campfire or for the Napa. This has everything to do with the San Bruno.
Conditions of probation.
That's right.
But the other point is that there have been many allegations, and the Sacramento Bee did a great investigative piece on this, of sweetheart deals between the legislative oversight body of the California Public Utilities Commission and the commission themselves. In other words, a gubernatorially appointed commission in an all-same political party state ends up getting a little tyranny, in the sense that they're all ruled by the same party, they all have the same goals. Hey, you'll pass this rate increase for us, won't you? No problem. Well, if you do, you got to make sure I have this on the table before us. You know, a lot of that kind of backdoor dealing.
Cal, are you saying there's backdoor dealing in politics?
It sounds like corruption.
Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm saying that those are the allegations raised by the Bee, and nobody has found any way to refute them that I have seen. So.
That is breaking news, Cal, that I think you heard it first here at Radio Law Talk, and by Cal Hunter, our illustrious three-time Emmy Award, winner.
Now you know why I never won.
And he does this great, that there may be some backhanded stuff going on in politics. Todd, Denise, did you hear that?
I am shocked.
Thank you, Cal.
Although I got to give Cal kudos. His source for all this was a Sacramento Bee article that actually did all the legwork. So, Cal, good job.
Thank you. And now, live. Breaking news.
And the Sacramento Bee has actually won Emmys. So.
Yeah. Cal Hunter. is coming
up. Known. Man, you're killing me.
Cal Hunter. More breaking news. The sun is coming up tomorrow. Oh, okay.
It's just me.
Well, we're going to continue
That's
talking.
Expert's report.
We're going to continue talking about the Cal Hunter PG&E thing, and any new insights Cal Hunter will bring up within the next few minutes.
And we'll also talk more about the judge.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Thanks for listening to Radio Law Talk right here on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I am Cameron.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Todd and I are trying to figure out whose cup has got this water in it. Is this mine. This one's got nothing. I don't know. This is an extra cup. I think that's the ghost.
Okay.
The aliens
all right.
In here.
It runneth over.
Yeah. So we're talking about that's my name on that. We're drinking out of each other's cups in here. It's just kind of gross. So, you know, we're talking about the CPUC regulation, which is the California Public Utilities Commission, on these fires. And there's a couple of issues that we need to bring up that judges and a jury need to decide, because there can be some consequences to doing what PG&E is going to be kind of forced to do with the judges and do these lawsuits.
Yeah.
And by the way, I have a very good friend that we talked the other day that is doing, and again, our firm, I'm not talking about what firm does this, that, but there's one firm that does quite a bit of this that her and I have been in contact. In fact, we were at a legal seminar, and I asked her, why weren't you there? Because, you know, she shows up at this legal seminar. She's a phenomenal lawyer, and they're just busy with all the fire, not just the Paradise Fire, but multiple fires and PG&E cases. But this whole area of what's going to happen now, there's going to be a lot more what they call blackouts or brownouts, where the PG&E is just going to shut it down. In fact, Denise, you're telling me the judge basically insinuated that, didn't
he? Yeah, he said that safety is more important than having power, and that periodic blackouts should be expected and should be achieved by PG&E. So he's basically saying as soon as they get one of those blips on their grid that shows there's some kind of activity, they need to shut down the power out of pure abundance of caution and get out there and look.
Or if there's windy conditions, they were saying, to shut that area down. He's talking about if it's windy.
Right, because a lot of times the trees will impact the cables.
But how often is it windy up in the mountains and in the small towns that are up in the mountains?
All the time.
So I guess, who knows, invest in generators and solar power, right, I guess, or wind power or something, because I think a lot of these homes are going to be cut off a number of times.
It's interesting, the average home that has solar power, you know, and I know that one company, whose name I won't mention, but one company has a whole house battery that you can buy, the battery charges up so that when it's cloudy outside, when it's night and all that stuff, you can still run your home off the stored solar power that you have. Right? And you don't have to tap into PG&E's grid. It can continue to charge that battery during low peak usage hours and the sun's out and you still have that. And I'm wondering if we're going to see a point where somebody puts a battery in their home. They don't have solar power, but the battery charges sufficient to allow the home to continue to run when there's a blackout because they were slowly charging the battery using PG&E during normal usage.
Well, why wouldn't PG&E help to subsidize that type of a battery? Sounds like a no-brainer.
Let's back up. There's in Arizona at one time there were issues on solar power that they only allowed so many solar power panels on a home or so many homes that have solar panels for a certain amount of time because the Salt River Project, which is their electricity. It was impacting them. All of a sudden now they don't need – in Arizona, there's so much sun, you could pretty much run your
own – so you impacted the profit line.
Yeah, that's exact profit line. And,
okay.
And they've got all this infrastructure, and pretty soon they're not using it.
I get that, but, I mean, we live in it. It always amazes me, living in a jurisdiction, because look, we're broadcasting the show from California. And so you get PG&E. It always amazes me to have PG&E at times telling people, stop using your washing machine, stop using your dryer, stop using during all of these high peak usage hours, encouraging people not to use essentially their product or service.
Right.
Yeah, but that's because it does force rolling blackouts. And a lot of times in the commercial areas, that's the first hit. They try not to hit the residential. They try to hit the commercial first.
And my thought is the best way to overcome that would be if they had individual battery units
cells,
in each house.
Exactly, yeah.
Please remember that as early as 25 years ago, PG&E would air advertisements encouraging people to buy electric dryers, color television sets, anything that would consume more electricity than what they were currently consuming. And now
we've come to the opposite end of the spectrum.
Because of the political powers that be that are controlling the state government, PG&E cannot build any more generating capacity, and in fact are tearing out the safest form of renewable energy, hydroelectric dams, for no reason that anybody can see as far as power is concerned. The environmentalists have gotten the ear of the powers that be, and they're tearing those out. So we have less power generation. The population in the state is growing. We have a greater need, and we have no means.
Well, I guess one way they're doing it, though, there is a lot more solar now than 25 years ago. That's helped a little bit. I know me.
But the sun's not always shining. That's the problem.
But that, again, Todd's idea about this cell or whatever it is that stores that energy, that's a great one. I want to get one from my
It'll
solar.
Run the house for about 4 hours.
855 so Law Radio, if you want to call in or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. 855 Law Radio.
And this is what I say, because, look, we remember that this show is broadcast worldwide. Okay.
Right.
So to folks that are listening to us from Nevada, Utah, Texas,
Minnesota.
Around the globe, Minnesota,
the Philippines,
to those folks, I would say this. Pay attention to what's happening in California. Pay attention to what's happening from a power standpoint in California and go back to your own jurisdiction and do what you can to make sure that doesn't happen.
Yep.
All right. Do what you can in your own jurisdiction so that you don't end up with this issue that we are dealing with here.
And try to stop your dependency on the power grid.
Well, and then
right?
you get into a whole new political issue, which we're talking law, not politics, is cleaning up the forest and the forest being overrun with underbrush that they're not allowing to clean them up for environmental issues. And so it's a catch-22 because, you know, you got a balancing effect. Remember, though, here's the most important thing. And get ready to cue up this music, Cal. Listen to this. Make sure you seek local counsel because our disclaimers are do not go to your local courthouse and say, according to Todd and Denise in Radio Law Talk, the following is the law. Because remember, we are talking about general topics of law. Seek counsel. Do not use our anecdotal discussions as pure legal advice.
I saw a T-shirt one time that said, and I really liked it, it said, it could be that the purpose in your life is to serve as a warning to others. I just think, right. I think that's what living in California is like. Right. The purpose of being here is to serve as a warning to other people.
Okay, so tell us this. Who knows the story of JonBenet Ramsey? I mean, I can go over and tell. So JonBenet Ramsey was in 1996, was it? I can look at the exact date. 1996. JonBenet Ramsey is out of Denver, Colorado. It was a very wealthy family. She was a young girl, 6, 7 years old, 8 years old, approximately a very young gal. And she was into the beauty pageants. And her mom would take her to all these beauty pageants and et cetera, et cetera. And she had a brother. And she was found in her basement, right?
Right.
Had been passed away and had been basically beat up.
It looked like she had been, she had been molested as well.
And abused.
And yeah.
So so the issue was, you know, who caused this? And there was so many different theories during that time
period.
The
grand jury came back and wanted to charge the parents for child neglect, I think it was,
but the
and endangerment.
The prosecutor said no.
The prosecutor said there's not enough evidence. I just don't feel good about doing that.
Right.
So the odd thing about this case was she was reported missing. Law enforcement got involved. There was a ransom note that was hastily drawn and given out. And then the child, JonBenet Ramsey, was found 8 hours after being reported missing in her own basement. And that's what really raised the suspicion of the general public, put suspicion on the family and
the
mom and the police and everything about, well, wait a second, you got a ransom note, the child is reported missing, and then is found in her own basement. You know, it's one of those things. I'm reminded of the murder mysteries where somebody shows up dead, and then the investigator, Hercule Poirot, or whoever says, you know, we do not know who the killer is, but we do know it is one of us who is in this room. We must all stay together. And that's what this one reminded
me
of.
When her body was found, her father touched her and was, like, all upset. So the police didn't stop him from kind of corrupting the scene.
Right.
It was like everything that could have gone wrong went wrong
with the investigation.
Ultimately, there was a story from CBS.
Let's get to that story. We're going to talk about that story that happened and why this lawsuit came about with the brother of JonBenet Ramsey. And so we're going to discuss that when we come back. But this is interesting stuff. Those of you guys who don't remember this story, we'll be right back.
Two more hours of Radio Law Talk are coming up right here on your favorite station and on RadioLawTalk.com. All you have to do is stay tuned.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.